It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Absolute banger. Okay, we gotta get down to business here. Here's Dr. Chelsea Rorscheib. Dr. Rorscheib is the head sleep expert and a neuroscientist. She works for Wesper, a company that specializes in sleep care technology and data analysis. Doctor, welcome back to the show. We're so glad to speak with you again.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me back on, and let's talk sleep.
Let's talk sleep. I was just telling Coleman, last time we had you on, I'm sorry, but it was a little bit rushed. You know, I wasn't doing great clock management, and I wanted to get more opportunities for you to talk to the audience. So that's kind of the thrust of what we're doing today. We do have some questions that Coleman and I have come up with that we would like to ask you if there's time. But really, if it's okay with you, I'm down to just start taking some calls. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, great. Let's start out with Mary in Mid-City. Mary, you're on the air with Dr. Chelsea Rorscheib. Go ahead, Mary.
I'm Dr. Rorscheib. I think this is a fascinating field. I have had a dream this morning before I woke up. It was probably in the morning. And I dreamed that since I don't think I can go to my brother's memorial instead of a funeral, I dreamed his memorial in detail, and I just think that was weird. I kind of was conscious because towards the end of the dream, I think there was a pause, and then something else came that was there. I don't remember exactly now what it was, some kind of a sound that was absolutely essential to be part of his memorial. And I don't know why I would dream in his entirety the memorial, but I'm hoping that when the memorial occurs, I'm not sure that I can go for several reasons. I'm wondering if somebody videos it, if I watch it, if it becomes the same thing and the dream is completely revealed to me.
Wow. Doctor?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm really sorry to hear about that. I can't imagine how difficult it's been for you. And, you know, when we're experiencing these very emotionally charged, difficult times, our brain kind of works like our own mini therapist. And we have a lot of theories about why we dream, but one of the most important reasons why we do experience dreaming is it's a way for our brain to process those emotions more effectively. So when we're dealing with a lot of stress and sadness, our brain will run through different emotionally charged scenarios. Now, if this memorial is something you've been contemplating a lot due to your concerns about not being able to make it, your brain is probably really grasped onto that as being a major issue that it needs to help you get through. So having a dream which allows you to experience that memorial is one way of your brain to allow you to cope. Now, whether or not the memorial will play out exactly as your dream, it's really difficult to say. But I think your brain is trying to help you a lot and also help you really hold on to those memories of your loved one as well.
Thank you very much. This is very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Nice to hear from you, ma'am. Appreciate you listening today. Let's move to Mark in Covington. I think this is Mark the historian. Welcome in, brother.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Ian?
I'm so happy to get a chance to speak with you. We text all the time, but I can't remember the last time we had you on the air. But you're not here to talk to me. You're here to talk to Dr. Rorschach. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes. Good afternoon, doctor. Now, Ian, which tell the airplane crash dream I had four times?
Yeah, that's the one that really that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up when you told me about that. So why don't you tell the doctor about the airplane crash dreams, because that's going to resonate with some people in this audience, and it is buck wild. Mark, go ahead.
Okay, doctor, this around the time I was in high school, say 81, 82, four times I had an identical dream standing in my mom's kitchen and looking out some bay windows and seeing a plane flying from left to right landing in a neighborhood. And like I said, this was around 81, 82-ish. And in July of 1982, Pan Am 759 crashed on takeoff from Moisin International. And if you stand where I was in the window in the dream, I'm facing the crash site. Now, to really spin things, 3 weeks before the crash, my mom, my aunt, and I flew from Miami to New Orleans on Pan Am 759. It was leaving New Orleans for Vegas when it crashed. Now, add to that, my aunt, her sister-in-law, and her husband were flying Space Available on that flight and got bumped, but their luggage was on it. And the luggage ended up scattered in Kenner. And while doing family tree research years later, I discovered that a distant cousin and his wife were also killed on that plane.
Just to kind of, I'm going to let you answer in just a second, doctor, but just to color this in for you, you may not know that the flight that Mark is referring to crashed here into a neighborhood in the New Orleans suburbs in Kenner in 1982. Just so you know, that the people who are listening to us speaking right now will all know precisely what he's talking about. And I when he turned me that story, I said, that's some crazy stuff. What's your top line reaction?
Yeah, so that was slightly before my time. I was born in 85, so I don't recall that crash. I will say that that's a crazy coincidence. You know, I don't often hear things like that are where somebody's having a very specific type of dream and then almost the exact same scenario happens. I will say that crash dreams, whether it be cars, whether it be planes, whether it be some other type of vehicle, are incredibly common, and a lot of this has to do with us feeling like we don't have control over our lives at a specific period of time, and that can manifest as, you know, either watching a crash happening or, you know, being inside of a vehicle that you can't control. So they are fairly common dreams. Now, whether or not there's any connection to your family history, I think that goes definitely into more of a spiritual realm. I'm more of in the scientific area. Obviously, I can't prove whether or not there's a spiritual connection, but I find it incredibly interesting that you were having those reoccurring dreams. What I would ask is, during that time in the 80s, was that during a period where you felt highly stressed, or you felt like you didn't quite have a grasp of control over your life? Because that would typically be when those dreams tend to manifest. But regardless, I think that's incredibly interesting.
Well, doctor, I will say that's the only dreams I've ever had that involved a crash of any sort, car, plane, bus, whatever. So, but I was going to say now I lost my train of thought.
Was there? I think the doctor's direct question was, what was happening in your life at the time that you think maybe there's a connection that resonates for you?
Oh no, I was a junior and senior in high school, and I had the world by the short hairs.
So not stressed out then, huh?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I was loving life.
Well, that's even weirder, doctor.
Yeah, I would say it's you know, it's also really hard to go back that far and remember exactly what you were doing at any given time. So it makes it tricky. You know, again, I will reiterate that crash dreams are very common for most people. But again, that's an incredibly interesting and unique coincidence. And perhaps there is something more. I just don't know what that would be outside of a scientific perspective. But that's a pretty neat story.
Oh, and one last little footnote to it, Doctor. When the plane crashed July 9th of 1982, I didn't feel good that day, so I went. Everything was fine, good weather. I didn't feel good, and I got in bed, turned on the radio, and they just announced the crash. So there.
Yeah, that's wild.
It freaked
yeah.
me out too, and it freaked my mom out even bigger because I used to tell her about dreams I had, and sometimes they were vaguely precognitive, but that was way too precise to happen four times identically.
Man. That is, I'm kind of speechless, Mark. That's just such a wild story, and there's a higher power that was speaking to you in that minute, my brother. There's no other explanation that I can certainly think of. Oh man.
Yeah, and science,
I have my boarding pass from the flight from a few weeks before it crashed too. It says Pan Am 759.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. What were you saying, Doctor? Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, you know what? Science can't explain everything, so it's not a perfect system. So, you know, I would keep researching it and try to remember what was going on in your life at the time and see if there's any other connections you can find.
Yeah, write that stuff down, Mark. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. I really appreciate hearing from you today. Thank you. If you want to get in on this, we got room for you. It's 504-260-1870. Many of you are texting in your dreams, and I'm happy to read those. But honestly, y'all, I would prefer if you called so that if you have follow-up questions, the doctor can answer them directly. So, you know, if you've never called in, maybe today's the day that you call in. Here's a text message, doctor, that says, my dad and brother have dreams constantly where they can't move. They're being held down. They're scared out of their mind. Do you believe that that is sleep paralysis or something else?
Yeah, that's more than likely sleep paralysis. That's exactly right. So just to kind of give your audience a little bit of understanding of what sleep paralysis is. So when we are asleep and when we're dreaming, when we're in REM sleep, our body has to partially paralyze itself. You don't get paralyzed all the way. You can still breathe. But your muscles are very relaxed. And the reason for this is because if you weren't, you might act out your dreams physically and hurt yourself or others. Now, sometimes for some individuals, their brain will wake up, so they will wake out of a dream state before the rest of their body. So even though they're awake and they're aware of what's going on, their body is still experiencing that paralysis. And that can be very disturbing and frightening for a lot of people. Some individuals will even experience hallucinations, both auditory and visual. I often hear it described as, you know, shadowy figures in the room. There's even, you know, some theories that when people talk about like alien abductions, they were really actually experiencing sleep paralysis, for instance. So it is a very real phenomenon, and it can be a very worrying phenomenon for those that experience it. Typically, the reason it happens is it's often related to several sleep disorders like sleep apnea or narcolepsy, but it can also happen because you're just sleep deprived or you're not treating yourself very well or you're taking certain drugs and medications. But yes, I think certainly your brother and your father are probably experiencing that phenomenon.
Thank you, Dr. Coleman.
Okay, doctor, in your experience, do you feel that people feel a bit deflated or discouraged when they may find a deeper meaning in a dream and then you break it down like, no, actually, and there's an actual scientific, factual, demonstrative reason for why they may have a certain dream? Because I think sometimes people feel like their dreams are like a connection to something beyond what we can test or something ethereal or spiritual. But mm-hmm. So do you think they feel deflated or are they more accepting to like, you know what, that may be it?
Yeah, so I always like to throw out the caveat that, so from my point of view, everything I have to do has to be scientifically tested. So these are things that we can test rigorously in patient populations. If it's something that's not possible to test, then we can't say with 100% certainty that it's true or not true. And so I think, you know, obviously there is a lot of merit to having a scientific basis for things, but I also don't discount people's spiritual experiences because just because science can't test that side of a person's dream doesn't mean it's not true. But I will say, yes, sometimes people do get discouraged. Sometimes there's a really obvious reason they might be having certain dreams, but oftentimes there's a not so obvious reason. So I'm never going to discount the meaning behind somebody's dream. And, you know, a lot of times people understand themselves better than anyone else. So if you feel like that dream is very meaningful to you or has a spiritual aspect, that's totally fine with me.
As a scientist, doctor, I'm sure that you would never do this, but I bet it is tempting sometimes to tell someone you're speaking to, like, yes, that was your grandmother speaking to you from beyond the grave, you know, just to give them some comfort, I guess. I mean, I mean, I'm not a scientist, but I like to think that I'd be able to resist the temptation to do that, just to let people feel like they got a clear explanation for something that's difficult to explain.
Yeah, I am not about hurting people's feelings or making them feel invalidated. Again, I'm not in your brain. You're in your brain. I'm not having your experience. You are. So if you feel very strongly about something, I tend to agree with you more often than not, because that is your lived experience. And then sometimes you hear these crazy coincidences, like the gentleman with the airplane story, and it's, you know, it's like, I can't explain that. That's one that really could be meaningful or spiritual. How am I to say no to something like that?
I mean, that is like almost, that to me is newsworthy, that this guy had a dream about this plane crash four times. And everybody that's listening to me knows about that Pan Am flight and when it crashed in Kenner in 1982. And this guy dreamt about it four times before it happened, and that was before he discovered that he knew people that, you know, died in that crash. It's just crazy. Look, we're at risk of going on and on when we said we'd leave more room for questions from listeners. So we'll take a break here, Doctor. And when we come back, we'll get to a couple more of these on the text line. I would love for you to call 504-260-1870. Get in line to talk to Dr. Rorschach, our resident sleep doctor. We'll be right back after.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For this, we're talking to Dr. Chelsea Rorschach, who's a head sleep expert and neuroscientist at Wesper. We'll get back to the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line, where we're taking calls about your strange or weird or disturbing or precognitive dreams, as the case may be. Let's go to line one. We find Karen. Karen, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Thank you. June 22nd, 2016, my son didn't come home from work. I've not seen or heard from him since. A couple of months ago, I had fallen asleep on the sofa, and I rolled over And there was my son sitting across my living room on the love seat, just propped up there just like he normally would be. And I said to him, "This sofa sucks." And I went back to sleep. It was wonderful to see him. But what does that mean?
Doctor?
I'm so, so sorry to hear about the loss of your son. Again, I can't imagine how difficult that must be. Truly tragic.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where or what.
He's straight up missing, Karen?
As far as I know.
Oh, God bless, ma'am. That is a... I think the doctor and I both really feel for you in this moment. And that dream, disturbing, but what do you think, doctor?
I thought it was great.
Yeah, you said it was kind of, this couch sucks. That's a little funny,
that
Karen.
Too.
That's a little bit of a funny thing to say to your missing son. Doctor, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I thought it was funny too, but I went on back to sleep, but I got to see my son.
Yeah.
This kind of teeters the line behind what we can describe scientifically and more of a spiritual aspect, because I do not discount the fact that it could be some sort of spiritual message either being sent by your son or some other force. Now, the brain is very, very good at helping us process things emotionally. It also helps us with memory and recall. And when something goes horribly wrong in our life, or we have an intense feeling of yearning where we're missing something or wanting something, the brain will recreate that in your mind while you sleep and will frequently play it over and over again to reinforce that feeling of want or need or yearning. And so oftentimes when people lose a loved one, whether it's through things like estrangement or death, or in your case, your son has gone missing and you're not sure where he is, people will frequently report that they experience these intense dreams where that individual suddenly reappears. And the dreams are so intense and lifelike that it feels like reality, your waking life. And a lot of times I think that's a way your brain is helping you cope, but also helping to allow you to have that grief and acceptance and being able to come to some sort of terms with what has happened to you. Now, do I think that that's enough? No, absolutely not. I think, mothers will grieve for their children for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. But in a way, your nervous system is really kind of like a therapist, and it wants to help you, and it wants to guide you through these problems.
I wish it would help me more.
Yeah, and maybe it will.
Yeah.
This just sucks. I dream in color, too. He looked just like himself.
Wow. Well, Karen, God bless you and the rest of your family. We really hope that your son returns to you either in the real world or in the sleeping, dreaming world. Let's tuck in one more. Let's go to Al in Waveland. Al, you're on with the doctor. Good afternoon.
Hey, I have this is kind of strange, and it's not meant to be funny, but I have dreams which I can only call scatological. Doctor, do you know that term?
Yes, I've heard it thrown around a few times.
Okay.
Well, I have these dreams where I go into these restrooms, and they are just totally disgusting. And I need to I need to go, or I need to use the bathroom. And they're just so, so bad that it's just totally disgusting. The whole, to walk through them, to even contemplate using a urinal or a toilet, it's just nuts.
Wow.
Okay. And I swear I've had scatological dreams for a number of years, and I don't know what it's about, but I tell you what it's led to. I have become OCD about bathrooms, where they have to be clean.
Hey, Al, go ahead, Doctor. Thanks, Al. Hang on 1 second. What on earth do you make of this, Doc?
Yeah. So my what I believe is happening, and so there's like I've said over and over, there's a lot of different reasons people dream, and there's a lot of scientific reasons why we need to dream. And one of the bigger ones is threat detection. So as humans evolved, we needed to become very perceptive of potential threats in our environment. You know, these could range from animal threats, you know, lions, bears, things like that, to threats from other individuals. But we also have to be very wary of disease and disease-causing agents. So there's a reason we feel the emotion of disgust. We feel the emotion of disgust because it prevents us from getting sick. You know, we don't want to come into contact with things that are very contaminated. So when you sleep, one of the things your brain likes to do is present you with different threatening scenarios. So this could be somebody chasing you. It could be you know, falling off a building. In your case, it's entering a disgusting bathroom. And that way your nervous system can figure out how to deal with that threat appropriately. So when you do come in contact with these threatening, or in your case, disgusting things in real life, you know how to manage it. Now, in your case, your nervous system might be going a little overboard with that. And that's why you're having these repetitive dreams that are, you know, causing issues for you within your waking life. Ideally, you'd wake up and you'd be like, oh, that's just a dream, you know, that's fine. You know, I'll clean my bathroom, you know, a couple times a week and be good. But in this case, it's almost playing out like a obsession, and it's becoming too much of an anxiety causing thing. And, you know, some people are just a little bit more prone to this than others. So in that case, if it really is causing a lot of havoc in your everyday life, it might be worth speaking to a doctor about, because, you know, it's normal to feel disgusted about things like that, but it's not normal to be continuously worried.
Joyfully, Doctor, we will have to leave it there. Al, I hope you learned something today. We certainly learned something today. Doctor, we love this segment. We cannot wait to have you back on again. Thank you for your time, your work, and your way.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me again.
Happy New Year. We'll be right back on WWL.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.